إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آية الله العظمى سيد علي قاضي طباطبائي. Born on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah 1282, 29th of April 1866. His father Sayyid Hussain Qadi, a noble person, a qualified alim, and among the brightest students of Ayatullah al-Uzma, Mirza Muhammad Hassan Shirazi, who also certified his ijtihad at the age of 27. Ayatullah Sayyid Ali Qadi started his religious studies at the age of 15. His ustad Sheikh Muhammad Bahari was among the students of Mullah Hussain Quli Hamadani, from whom wonders were seen, and who invested his life in educating and blossoming the talented students, of which 300 are enlisted among the awliyaullah, among them Sheikh Muhammad Bahari, Sayyid Ahmad Karbalai, Mirza Jawad Aqa Maliki Tabrizi, etc. Ayatullah Sayyid Ali Qadi moved to and settled in Najaf in 1308 at the age of 26. In fiqh, tafsir, hadith, Quranic sciences, Arabic grammar, tajweed, he was second to none. Allama Tabatabai, the author of Tafsirul Mizan, says, "I had studied philosophy, but when I met Sayyid Qadi, I found out not a word have I understood." From a very young age, he was after purification of soul and strived hard for 40 years. He attended every place where he thought he could possibly learn and acquire. As all is a blessing from Allah, and where his ma'rifah did not increase, he never went to that person again. He was very cautious, so that none of the mustahab actions are overlooked, nor any makruh is performed. He says, "For 20 years I strived hard, so that not a look at a non-mahram is casted, until the Almighty Allah blessed me with a favor. 2 minutes prior to the arrival of a non-mahram, my eyes lowered their looks and closed. This was as a result of that striving for 20 years." He never lost hope. He believed in what he had heard, and that is, the true desires and the desired are one. The Almighty Allah in a hadith al-Qudsi says, "Idha taqarraba ilayya shibran, taqarrabtu ilayhi dhira'a." My servant, when he comes a span closer to me, I will come feet closer to him. These steps must be taken, that closeness to the beloved has to be sought, and the barriers must be totally removed. He said, "In the field of spirituality, if a door opens before you, be more steadfast. Say, 'O God, increase it.' In worship, one must be patient. In this path, no matter what the circumstances may be, if your sustenance is taken away, be firm. If your livelihood is seized away, yet stay with God." He said, "In this ocean of madness, we strive. Should a vision or a dream be shown, or not, I don't care. All these years of striving patiently were not for the charm, beauty, or to gain a miracle. I wanted ma'rifah, awareness, and nothing else. He believed Ism-e-A'zam is being firm on the oneness of God. A person in search of Haqq was firm. Ism-e-A'zam will be implanted in his soul, and then he becomes able to perceive the divine secrets. And because he is firm and steadfast, he will ultimately hear the angels. The glorious Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Ayatullah Qadhi offered his Maghrib and Isha prayers in the sacred shrines of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Abul Fadl alayhi salam. Ayatullah Qadhi was very well-mannered and kind. This characteristic is for the pure and the selected servants of Allah. Only those who can resist the divine light have purified their hearts to hold this quality. Ayatullah Qadhi was among the most perfect, the Kummaleen, an alim, a mujtahid, a faqih, a jurist, a philosopher, a scholar, a mathematician, a mystic. His tawadu, his humbleness. If he was not a perfect reflection of akhlaq, he would never had students like Allama Tabatabai, the author of Tafsir al-Mizan. His daughter says, he counted himself among the lowest. When his grandchildren addressed him as Ayatullah, he said, I do not know anything. I am not an Ayatullah, don't address me as such. He was occupied mostly in worship, du'as, and educating his students. He said, this is what would remain and benefit him. In the majalis held for Aba Abdullah, he arranged the footwear, cleaned them, with no regard to what people would say. Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoi says, whenever I went to his meetings, I took my footwear with me, to avoid him cleaning them and putting them together before me. Sayyid Abdul Hussein Qadhi, his grandson, says, one of his relatives died. The body was brought to the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It was a custom. The family of the deceased requested the most aged in the congregation to lead the prayers. They came to Ayatullah Qadhi, who was in his last years of his life. Ayatullah Qadhi requests Sayyid Muhsin Hakim, who was very young at that time, saying, no one knows me and fewer people would join me in prayers. You are renowned. By me leading the prayers, the thawab to the deceased will be lessened due to the fewer mu'mineen. You lead so that the dead benefits more. His daughter says, he hated to hear when we said your students have come. He said, I hate when you say you are my students. He never sat higher than his students, nor ever walked in front of them. He always walked behind them, despite their emphasis. A group of mu'mineen came from Iran. They said, we are in your taqleed. He cries, raising his hands, God, you know that I am not what they think. No one ever saw him take a car, nor did anyone know its secret. But one of the businessmen in Mashhad, he saw Marhum Qazi in Mashhad. He sought help from Ayatullah Qazi to have his passport sorted, and he helped him out. When he came to Najaf, he revealed that Ayatullah Qazi had sorted out his passports in Iran. Ayatullah Qazi gets upset and says, I have not traveled from Najaf. Asked the students. He recognized his students as his children and said, these are my children. Ayatullah Qazi monitored the performance of his students at all times and at times informed them of their hidden secrets. Marhum Kuchani says, "It was in his last year that I found out that all of his students were monitored 24/7 by him. This is the education of Tawheed, that the Ustad, despite his ability to monitor and control his students at all times, never was the student ever aware of the secret, and instead makes the impact of God's presence so severe that the students feel themselves in the presence of God." Noble reminders to his students. He said, "If one offered his mandatory prayers on the hour and does not arrive at the high ranks, curse me. Don't make your prayers commercial. Offer them on the hour with fear and fright. If you protect your prayers, everything else is protected." Tasbih of Hazrat Zahra alayha salam is among the great recitals, and do not forget Ayatul Kursi after each prayer. He said, "Never distance yourself from Quran." After completing his regular tasks, he recited Quran and said, "Recite Quran correctly." He said, "Study the Islamic history from the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to the year 260 after Hijrah." He then instructed his students to offer the nocturnal prayers. He said, "Upon you is to recite Quran loud at night in a beautiful voice. Indeed, it is the drink of the believers. Recitation of Quran must not be less than one juz." He said, "I wonder how a person can reach the high ranks whence he does not offer his nocturnal prayers. It is impossible for a person to reach the rank of the monotheists but through Aba Abdullah, Sayyid al-Shuhada Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam." He said, "All favors and blessings are provided through Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and the foremost provider of this virtue is the radiant moon of Bani Hashim, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam." He said, "To find an outlet in dead ends, recite salawat 5 times, followed by Ayatul Kursi, and repeat a lot in your heart, not with your tongue. Allahumma ja'alni fi dhira'ika al-haseena allati taj'alu fiha man tasha." He emphasized reciting Dua Kumail on Thursday nights and Ziyarat Jama'at al-Kabira on Fridays. He said, "When the jinn were inquired of their faith and belief, the jinn answered, 'Like the humans, jinn too are of various religions, but there are no Sunnis among the jinn. Among us live those jinns who witnessed the event of Ghadir.'" Every Thursday night till the morning he stood in the sacred shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, never said, read or recited anything. He just stood and looked at the shrine. He was so close to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as if part of their immediate family. The barriers, the hijabs were all removed for him. When Imam al-Asr, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, arrives, the 313 noble men will join him in a blink of an eye from all corners of the world at Mecca by the Holy Kaaba. Imam alayhi salam will show them a note. At seeing the note, the 313 will doubt and shake and disperse for a while and return the next moment. Ayatullah Qazi says, "I know the statement in Imam's note that will make the 313 disperse from him. They will disperse from the Imam and by the might of Tayyul Arv. They will search the entire world and will find no one possessing the Wilayat Mutlaqa but the Imam alayhi salam, and will all return to him. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, I know what the statement is. Ayatullah Qazi has come so close to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, where they could confide in him, a mahram of their secrets indeed. He said, Imam alayhi salam lives a natural life, a regular life. When inquired how, he replied, don't further inquire me about all that. Allama Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai, the author of Tafsir al-Mizan, says, for further education I travelled to Najaf. I was worried about my future. I was unaware of how life would be in Najaf, who my teachers and what my study circle would be like. Upon arrival at Najaf, I looked at the sacred dome of Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, Ya Ali, I have come to you, but I don't know where to start from. What should my program be? You help me, you guide me to what is best for me. I rented a house and the same day someone knocked. A very pious Nurani, a very attractive, and among the great ulama came. He talked to me, he recited a few poems. The gist of it was that one who has come to Najaf for further education, it's good to work on akhlaq and tahzeeb too. He became a friend of mine in that very meeting. His short words hit my heart. I found out what my program and duty in Najaf is. I attended his durus akhlaq so long as I was in Najaf. I benefited from him a lot. That great scholar was none other but Ayatullah al-Uzma Qazi Tabatabai. Ayatullah Qazi's meeting with Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat. Once Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat visits Najaf, not for education. It was after lunch on a hot summer day, so hot that even the pigeons did not fly in that heat. Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat comes to Ayatullah Qadi's house, knocks at the door. One of the children said he is asleep in the basement, the Sardab. He says, wake him up, it's urgent. Ayatullah Qadi comes to the door. Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat says, I was in the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. I met the Imam and he asked me to come to see you. It was as such that Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat was blessed with a special favor, and that is when he saw the herbs, shrubs and vegetation, he knew its properties immediately. It's a while this favor has been taken away from me. I travelled all the way from Tehran to recover this lost favour. I went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he said, the solution is with you and I have come to you for the solution. After years of educating the highest teachings of Islam and blossoming sincere awliyaullah, Ayatullah Qazi passed away on 4th of Rabiul Awwal 1366, 27th of January 1947 in Najaf, and was buried in Wadi al-Salam besides his father. He lived for 83 years. The moments of one's death are the toughest moments on the earth and the most beautiful for the Urafa. Ayatullah Kashmiri says, when dying, he pointed at his body and said, "In darad mirabad," that is, it is departing. And when his ghusl was being performed, it was seen that he was eased and he smiled. Furthermore, Ayatullah Kashmiri says, I wanted to see what his position is after his death. In a vision, I see rays of light ascend from his grave to the skies. I understood that he possesses a very lofty position. Sayyid Abdul Hussein Qadi, his grandson, reports his last moments as such: that my father, when he was 20 years old, he said to him, "Don't sleep tonight and stay awake." My father would not understand what the reason could be. Just after midnight, he calls his son. Himself, he lies down facing the Qibla. He says, "I am dying. I want you not to wake his wife and his children," and says, "Sit by my head and recite Quran until the morning." My father says, "One who knows that a person is on the deathbed, he naturally informs the others." Despite the tough and the final moments, I took them very lightly. I did not inform nor wake anyone. I sat by his head and recited Quran. He says, "My father said, I am being eased. And this ease has started from my feet and towards his neck. He said, only my heart hurts." He then said, "Cover my face." I too covered his face, and he passed away. Without any fright or fear, I sat by him and continued reciting the Holy Quran. It was at Fajr when the family members inquired. I said that he has passed away. It was then I found out that he possessed me and that he had passed away. He lived a life devoted to his master Imam Hussein alayhi salam. One who submits to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam is never stranded, as Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are kareem, generous. Through a vision, Imam appoints a person named Aqa Yahya, who did not know Ayatullah Qadi until his death, to carry out the funeral services, and he carries out all the tasks. Ayatullah al-Uzma Bahjat says, "The night before Ayatullah Qadi's death, a noble in his vision sees a coffin being carried on which is written, 'Tuwaffiya waliyullah.' A waliyullah has died." And the next day they found out that Ayatullah al-Uzma Qadi has passed away. Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoi says, "The days when he died, the stars fell." Marhum Ayatullah Tabatabai Yazdi objected, saying that this is not possible. In reply, Ayatullah al-Uzma Khoi says, "I saw it, and that what is certain for me, I would not deny its fact." وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.